Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our session 19 of Seeing the Divine Level 2. Now, this will be the last session for 2017, except for a winter solstice get-together with Yeshua on December 21st. Of course, same time and phone number. And we look forward to having you share it. It appears it's going to be something special. So if you can make it, we'd love to have you join us. Now, this evening, it's kind of normal. We'll start with a centering meditation for Archangel Gabriel, and followed by a short review of our last session and acknowledgement of what we have covered in 2017, which is amazing. We will then have a teaching from the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, led by Lord Metatron. Once they are finished, they will be open to a Q&A, followed by a closing energy meditation. Now, just briefly for a few announcements, registration for Level 3 is now open and will close on December the 30th. Our first session for Level 3 will be January the 9th, 2018. And finally, from both Joan and I, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we look forward to an extremely exciting 2018 with you all. So now, if you'd all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I come this evening within the undifferentiated light of source energy that I carry very coherently within my energy field. And I share it with you. So now, if you will take a deep breath and begin to direct your energy and your attention into your sacred heart consciousness. Breathe in the light and the love of Source. Acknowledge the divine image that runs through each and every one of you. Direct your attention into that beautiful crucible of light that you created at the conference and have continued to use often, connecting in with each individual expression in this group. Be aware of the presence of we archangels, the Ascended Masters, the Lords of Light, the Elohim. Be aware of the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Andromeda Collective Consciousness. This crucible is filled with the divine presence of each and every consciousness, each and every individual expression of that divine image. Feel the expansiveness in the energies of this dynamic crucible of light, where there is always unity and love expressed in a very dynamic way. Feel the light. Feel this energy. Permeates every level of your being and is shared with every consciousness that is present. Receive from these consciousness expressions. As you transmit your light into this crucible, receive their light that is given in great love. In this unified state of consciousness, become very present in the moment. As we begin our meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel. As always, what a wonderful centering meditation you provide us with. We are extremely grateful, and we hope that you will join us next year, and we look forward to it. Now, during the last session, we were presented with another stream of energy that relates to the second packet of light that was activated in the last session in regards to the fifth strand of DNA. This is a more complex strand, and the packet is more complex than you first realize as you examined it in our last session. The Lords of Light spent some time on the layering and complexity of this strand of DNA and this particular light packet that relates to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved during our last two conferences. Metatron communicated to this group towards the end of that last conference about the divine masculine and divine feminine and how the separated, polarized concepts would be unified so that it would be just the divine image. There are seeds being planted that will be further expanded upon in the near future. Now, these seeds will play in the consciousness of each individual member of this divine image collective, consistently as each one travels your transformational path. This energy and the concepts will be helpful in the recognition of the layering and perspectives of the seventh dimensional light templates that were within the time locks and the variables that are present in the seventh dimensional state of consciousness that relates to unity. Now, in the present iteration of evolution, there are seven light packets. At the current level of consciousness, you have access to five of these packets. Each of the packets contains states of consciousness. There are complexities, of course, in each packet, and each packet is layered energetically as well as conceptually. Now, you have been told that in the awakening process of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, that the divine masculine comes into your reality through the influence of the divine feminine. The Lords of Light discuss briefly how this translates to no gender, just divine spirit. The divine masculine has taken such a hit in its expression because of the polarities and separation consciousness that were developed so that the third dimensional template could exist in a physical realm of Earth. Now, the third dimensional energy also contained a deep-seated emotion of unworthiness, less than, and dominance over. This was amplified and exemplified in the masculine body types. Now, in order for the alteration to be made in the masculine body type as well as in the feminine body type, an iteration of the divine had to come in, but it had to come in through the element of love. It is an easy way for the fallen human consciousness and the physical brain to process such complex thought when it comes in through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is, of course, totally unified. It is pure source spirit having many expressions. Now, from the doctrine of religion, the Holy Spirit at first was perceived as masculine. As the consciousness evolved, it became more feminine, such as the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. The Holy Spirit was always, from this perspective, other gendered body type, the linear, fallen concepts, and was often totally misunderstood. Keep in mind that the divine feminine and the divine masculine are always apart and totally unified in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is pure Christ consciousness. Now, each individual has challenges because of gender that relates to separation and that dense third dimensional body. What you are seeing in your world now calls upon each of you to be in a balanced state in regards to your gendered body type, bringing unity back to the body and eliminating the separation paradigm from the consciousness of that body. Now, you need to recognize what is out of alignment, what is surfacing to be changed and unified, so there is respect and value of each individual expression, regardless of the gender type. Now, you will see a lot of things surfacing that magnifies the misaligned fallen consciousness. Here is a point related to equality that is not fully understood. Every individual is unique in the way that they express themselves in the earthly realms. They are unique in their abilities, their states of consciousness, and in the way they navigate the earthly experience. However, not are all equal. They are unique and should be valued for what they contribute to humanity. All that has been hidden is now being shown so that the changes can be made. Every one of you must recognize the need for unification of the feminine and the masculine. It is through the placement of this second packet of light into the fifth strand of DNA that unity consciousness begins to be seeded. Within the second packet are two light templates of the seventh dimension that were retrieved from the time locks. Now, this is just the beginning. What is happening now is that the seeds of unification of source energy are being planted. Each individual now has the capacity to express the divine image from a beginning state of Christ consciousness. This also relates to and brings into the consciousness where the wounding has occurred in this current lifetime, so that the wounding can be healed and all of the restrictions and the misaligned templates that are connected to that wounding are released and healed. As a variation of this light packet that contains the seventh dimensional consciousness of pure unified source energy is inserted into that DNA, this is the time to address the unification of the masculine and the feminine. Now, the wounding both in the masculine and feminine has limited your ability to create and be consciously aware of yourself from the unified perspective as a Holy Spirit. When it is inserted into the fifth strand of the DNA, it gives each individual a much broader perspective of themselves as pure source divine energy. Each individual can draw from the seventh dimensional light template that is part of the second packet of light. It has a strong influence in the unity consciousness. Now, the fifth dimensional light template that is very present in the first packet of light relates to the pure love element and the stability of the fifth dimension. This is a very important energetic that is being seeded in the body through the fifth dimensional DNA strand that alters the consciousness as well as the consciousness of the body. Now, the energetics are now very present in the fifth strand of DNA. It also contributes to the further activation of the present light body. This iteration of light body that is being activated relates to the fifth dimensional state of consciousness in its totality, which means unity and love. That requires light packets. It requires light templates as well to come out of the time locks. And it requires a stimulation of the physical body so the consciousness can be held within that body. This is the role of those DNA strands. The activation of those strands alters the body substantially. The activated DNA strands make it possible for the cellular and molecular composition of the physical body to be altered. A fifth-dimensional physical vehicle is necessary to continue the evolutionary and ascension process. Now, we think it's also important for a just short review that will expose you to the facts about the major volume of information that we have been exposed to this year. And I think you'll be surprised. Now, from session 1 through 3, the fourth triad was activated, and you were shown how this activation benefited you. In session 4, we learned about holographic projections and holographic images. Session 5, we were presented with information about the electrical charges that are produced by the fourth triad and how they benefit the arc of the covenant. In session 6, we did a review of the seed crystals, the Ark of the Covenant, and creating Zeon particles. Session 7, there was a discussion of the three light templates that were retrieved in the 2016 Crystal Conference. Session 8, we discussed the extratonal lines and the benefit of these light channels. In 9, we were given more information on the eighth chakra and the descent of the oversoul into the body. Session 10, we recreated the holographic sphere and discussed the changes that are occurring because of the retrieval of the light templates from those time locks. In session 11, Lord Melchizedek discussed the wisdom that is now present within us. He also talked about the master imprints. Session 12, there was a huge celebration of the Lion's Gate and the introduction of Anrata of the Syrian Archangelically. In session 13, Metatron discussed the September solar eclipse and the effect that had on the physical body. Yeshua and Kathumi discussed their individual difficulties as they experienced life in the third dimension. In session 14, we had a group discussion of the fifth dimensional frequencies and their effect on the human body. Session 15, Yeshua and Kathumi again discussed the fourth strand of DNA and the first light template. In session 16, Yeshua was present for our group discussion about the effects of the activation of the fourth and fifth strands of the DNA and the value they have. Session 17, the Lords of Light presented the information of the fifth strand of DNA and the second light packet. Session 18 was another group discussion about the experiences resulting from the teachings of the fifth strand of DNA and the second light templates. And of course, 19, the Lords of Light discussed the importance of reviewing all of the energetics that were activated within the consciousness as well as the physical body. They talked about the changes of the electromagnetics of the body. Now, I have to take a deep breath because in looking at these, I just can't believe that this all took place this year. I think we're truly blessed. So now, let's all take another deep breath, please, and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Metatron.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come as the collective consciousness of the all that is. I am also an iteration of the Lords of Light, as well as the triad configurations of the triad of Michael, Melchizedek, and myself. We present ourselves as a massive consciousness so that you might know yourself and your capacity as a Christed being of light. As we close our teaching for 2017, we wish for you to see the massiveness of what was given to you in the last year. This includes what you co-created with us in the 2017 conference. It's appropriate at this time for each of you to spend some time reviewing the many aspects of our journey together. We draw your attention to the fourth triad system that was activated this year. The information and the energetics that you received in the last two sessions needs to be expanded upon in this session and woven into the triadic system. In the last two sessions, notice how the two light packets and the activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA helped the body to start dropping the denseness of the third dimensional system. You were able to create a coherence in the consciousness of the body that facilitated a deeper awareness of yourself as the divine image outside of a gender-related consciousness. You've begun to operate from the direction of your oversoul. You are influenced by your Christed oversoul. You have at your disposal the energetics of the deeper activation of two light packets that have been placed in your chakras and in your DNA system. The activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA changed the body and altered the consciousness of the body substantially. These things that I am speaking to you about cannot be fully integrated physically, mentally, and emotionally, or spiritually until the entire system of the fourth triad is functioning in coherence. The fourth triad must function in coherence with the other three triads. You've done a lot of work with the heart chakra and the sacred heart consciousness. It's important that you review these teachings and all of the subsequent teachings related to them. Notice what is happening in that fourth triad as it becomes more activated into the unified field. The electrical magnetic fields are being altered because of the fourth triad system that is functioning more coherently. The fourth triad alters the magnetics as well as it alters the electrical charges that are brought into the neurology of the body so that communication can be processed more easily. As the neurology is changed, the body is changed. The brain can process complex information that comes from holographic projections and holographic images. With the presence of the eighth chakra and the oversoul in the body, you are beginning to create an environment within the body where the Christed Oversoul can come into a coherent function and be understood through the brain's processing capacity. The mental emotional body is also affected. It can fully comprehend the influence now of the Christed Oversoul and create applications that are used in the body to alter the body at a cellular and molecular level. This is what comes to fruition as the fourth triad functions in unity with the other three triads. The fourth triad creates a refined environment within the other three triads. The fourth triad could not function until the light templates were retrieved from the time locks in the last two conferences. This retrieval of the seventh dimensional light template in 2017 was key in expanding the fourth triad because it brought with it the ability of the electrical charges to be magnified. It also brought with it the ability of the magnetics to be altered in such a way in which there was no division within the emotions. These things are now available to you. You are beginning to see this. In your group discussion in our last session, the conversation was expansive, and many recognized that some of the wounding within their feminine and masculine expression is healing. You are beginning to recognize that you can express yourself from your unified expression of the divine image. This expression is not gender related because you have created a level of unification within your mental emotional body. These things are happening now. The subtleties are quite extensive. We encourage you to work with these things in your private meditation time. Specifically, direct the energies to different areas of your energetic system often. You don't need to cover all of them every day, but check in daily to see if assistance is needed in certain areas of the body. Review the times when you are not able to hold coherence of the fifth dimension, and draw from the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates of pure source energy. Pure source energy has been available to you for some time now because of the magnetics. You are using a new magnetic that draws to you source energy. There is a tremendous amount of energetic parts of your system that have shifted and changed in 2017. We want you to recognize and gently start working with them. Remind yourself of them. Start working with some of these energetics that you have laid aside as the new information came in. Now is the time to use the seventh dimensional template and the second light packet to stimulate unity consciousness within your entire system. Look at the chakra system, the triads, the mental emotional body. Are you able to view yourself as the Christed being that is the divine image? Can you see that there is no separation in any part of your system? This is a huge review that we are asking of you. And this is why we'll not have another meeting this month other than the gathering with Yeshua at the winter solstice. He will discuss Christ consciousness from his perspective when he was embodied. In the first part of 2018, we will continuously interweave these concepts and energetics into your awareness. Our goal is to assist you to create a more unified expression in your body by conference time. This will be invaluable to this group and assist you to create what we think that you can accomplish in this conference. Now, I would like to open a conversation and a dialogue with you at this time where you can ask any questions that you may have or make any comments. So I invite you now to voice your comments and questions.
Hello?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. I've been having trouble with volume today, so I'm checking in. This is Joanne, and I'm having a very interesting experience that I haven't had for a number of years, and it's repeating. And it's almost like a stiltedness to my channels. Like, I'm so used to such a clear flow of awareness and communication, and I don't feel like I've gone back in any way, but I'm very curious about this phenomenon arising again. So if you could speak to that, please, I would be grateful.
Well, there, as you realize, there's nothing wrong. However, there are such massive light frequencies being projected at this time into this group crucible by all participants. And this includes you, it includes every individual in this group, but it also includes those massive consciousness of the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Andromeda, the projections from this Andromeda galaxy and the consciousness that is held in that galaxy. These holographic projections have increased dynamically within the last 3 months of your time. So our suggestion to you is not, first of all, not to be concerned, but to do as we have asked in your review, and every day scan your system, your chakras, the functioning of a coherent triadic system, these things we have talked about, to see where you might not clear, understand this, not clear the system, but enhance it by bringing in more light to a certain chakra or to creating a better flow of coherence within the triadic system. Sometimes when these massive influxes of light and consciousness are being transmitted, it becomes in your system, because it has to be dropped down or condensed in such a way that the body and the consciousness can receive it, that it clogs your system from having a clear understanding of what is happening in your body. And so this is what you're feeling, this is what you're seeing. It's not your coherence or what you have naturally been imprinted with in your master imprints, but it is this massive influx of these holographic projections that are amping up at this time.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful, because the experience for me, that I primarily experience it in my head, and it's almost as if different parts of my brain are lighting up and morphing. And I've just been simply breathing through it, and it's not really about accessing specific information, and yet I feel like fields of information are being downloaded, almost like programming a computer, but that's, you know, but in like the human soft tissue, I guess, rather than a mechanistic way. So I feel like that.
And you probably will not have specifics, but you will have the recognition of these energetic influxes.
Okay,
until
and then
the brain, the functioning of the brain can catch up to be able to process that complexity of energy and thought.
That's wonderful. As you're saying that, I can actually feel it moving down into and anchoring in my heart. So that's I'm very grateful.
This is an important place where you have to view these things. It's from that sacred heart consciousness. Because then you will not be in a state of worry or frustration.
Or trying to figure it out in any way.
Yes, exactly. Very good comment.
Be the receiver. I can do that. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Mel. How are you today?
Hello.
Yesterday, I had a channel with Yeshua, and I think I created into it, and then it created better communication and just massive updates to my check and balance program. And I would say also it makes me crazy a bit. Can you comment, I guess?
Well, can you be more specific when you say it makes you crazy? of crazy, you know.
Well, it's the laughter type of crazy. Like I'll be talking to my soul and tell my soul a joke, and either my soul finds that funny or does it find it funny.
Well, as I have said to the last participant, that these massive projections that are influencing you at this time also influence your connection through that ninth chakra, which is part of that fourth triad. And so, therefore, you have more direct communication with this massive consciousness. And it is often not, it is in your brain's ability to process these exact communications and levels and states of consciousness. So this is primarily what you're seeing in your system now. And so when you go to trying to figure it out, there is you have an inability to do that, and then there's a frustration in what you perceive as understanding, and you are understanding it, but you just aren't capable of processing it in a coherent, direct way. So here again, patience is needed.
Okay. Okie doke.
Thank you.
Hello, Manitron.
Hello.
I can wait.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. This Manitron, good evening. This is Pat. I have a question about the area of my throat, my fifth chakra, as to whether it's what's going on there needs to be cleared or if this is some of the energy, the Andromedan energy that Joanne is experiencing. What I'm noticing is that off and on for some time, I would have a lot of raspiness in my throat, which I know happens sometimes as people age, but I don't necessarily buy into that belief. And also, just in terms of breathing, sometimes I don't feel like I'm receiving full oxygenation at night, which impacts my energy and so on and so forth. But other times when I tone and try and connect into the sixth and the seventh of Source, I notice that it's fine. But I'm wondering whether this is like a soft tissue kind of glitch or it's something I need to clear. If you could give me some guidance, I would be deeply appreciative.
Well, it is related to a soft tissue problem. It's not a problem, a soft tissue issue in that area of your body. It's a minor discomfort, and sometimes it can be related to the environment in which you live. The home, it could be a little drier or a little more humid, or one thing or another that would cause this disruption in the soft tissue functioning of that area of the body. Secondly, there is nothing in that chakra that needs to be cleared, but it takes time for that chakra to come up to the coherent expression of what is now being projected into all chakras of the body to amplify them substantially in this Christ consciousness. So here again, we go back to being the brain being able, having the ability to fully process the concepts of that information that is coming in through these projections. Secondly, the energetics are very potent and dynamic, and sometimes that sets up a disruption in the physical areas of the body, as well as a disruption in your ability to maintain the coherence of that more refined vibratory level.
So then when I experience no difficulties with that and the airway, the throat, doing fine and have a good amount of energy level, that would be sometimes the problems with coherence. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't until my brain adjusts to this. Am I understanding that?
That's correct, because these projections and these light emanations that you yourself are creating through the interface with those light templates and the light packets, especially that seventh dimensional light template, you are creating the stimulation in the body and in the chakra system of that more amplified response in those chakras. So that contributes sometime to the disruption in certain areas.
I have been running the golden nectar in throughout my body and the golden liquid light. And am I just being a little too exuberant in sending it down into that fifth chakra?
No, not at all. You must continue with that, because that really helps the body, the physical part of the body. It helps the fluids of the body. It helps the cells to replicate in a more coherent expression through the nectar, and also brings the consciousness into the cellular system that the light that is coming forth through the nectar is actually has nutritional value to the cell.
Okay, I
understand.
That
doesn't contribute, that does not contribute to the interruption of the energies. It is everything combined that you are doing to uplift your energetic system. And it should be continued, because these things will pass. These things resolve themselves.
Okay. I will do that and then look for, kind of go to the universal mind to ask what changes I need to do environmentally. I do live in a very dry climate, perhaps more humidity, as well as running the nectar there. what do you think about toning? Sometimes that feels like that's good in that fifth chakra area.
Absolutely, because it helps the vibration in that area. It supports it. Secondly, I might suggest to you that you be aware of foods and things that stimulate the production of mucus in the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I've been slowly trying to change my diet, so I'll continue in that direction. Long ago, when I was young, I had quite a bit of trauma in that area of my body, but I felt like over the decades it has been cleared, and I was hearing you say that there's no longer a charge there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate all your help and guidance.
You are very welcome.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hello, Katie.
I have a very basic question. Last month, when you were talking about the Adam Cadman body overlighting various levels of the light body, I realized I don't understand at all what this light body is that we are activating. Could you help us with that, compare, contrast it, for instance, with the Merkaba, with the chakras, triads, and the various energy bodies that we also have?
Well, I'm not going to go into detail about that at this time. However, we will say this. This light body that you are developing is a fifth-dimensional light body. And it is important, it is extremely important that this level of light body be fully activated and functioning, because it then provides the opportunity and the pathway to develop different states of dimensional consciousness into that seventh, eighth, ninth dimensions. Each of those dimensions are dynamic, extensive, complex dimensional states of consciousness, and they require an additional light body. It has a different frequency range. Understand that these are not layers of light body, but each light body, then, it's like the triadic system. They have their individual functions. However, they are merged into one unified field of expression. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand that part, but I still don't have a basic understanding of what this fifth-dimensional light body is. How is it connected, for instance, to, say, the etheric body, the mental-emotional body, the Merkaba field?
Very much so, because it brings coherence and unity to the system so that it functions as a unified expression of you as that divine image, as unified in love and the unity consciousness of a fifth-dimensional time sequence. These are time sequence related also, as well as dimensional, because the time sequence relates to dimensions.
So could it be thought of as a geometric coherence in the fifth dimension that ties all the other energy features together?
It brings them together in a unified expression. It's not so much focusing on a geometric progression, but just focusing on the unification of the entire system, every body unified in its expression.
Is it an emanation from a level or aspect of ourselves?
Of course.
Can you be more specific? I'm sorry if I'm sounding very dense, but I just absolutely...
Well, there's a lot of complexity to this, Katie. And the brain has a hard time just maintaining the ability to coherently express the complexity of fifth dimension. You have come far in changing the neurology so that the brain then can take these communications and make them available in the understanding through the mental emotional body. So, yes, you're struggling. You still haven't gotten that fifth dimension, the fifth dimensional piece and the massive complexity of that in a way in which the brain can process those concepts. So it limits your ability to understand the function of the complete function of the light body and what is needed. So you just have to trust yourself and the guidance that comes to you in this regard and not try to understand or to the only word I can is segue it into pieces and parts of how what fits with what. Just realizing that there is a unification going on so that it allows you to have a fifth dimensional light body expression and understand it at some juncture completely. It alters this first step in that fifth dimensional light body activation, alters the physicality itself, changes the dense carbon-based body.
Okay, so the task for now is simply to continue focusing on all the energetic attention points that we have been given.
Correct. And what we have discussed tonight in regards to the changing and alterations being made in the electromagnetic field and this slow unification process that is taking place through the electrical charges and the magnetic alterations through that fourth triad, this will help you tremendously. And as we go into 2018, we will further explore this so that there can be a more coherent function within that fifth dimensional light body, and the neurology will be modified by the electrical and magnetic influence of that fourth triad so that it has the ability to process the complexity of what that fifth dimensional light body is.
Okay. All right. Well, I know what to focus on, so I will continue doing that. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. We would like you to understand that what was presented this evening was not just an extensive review of what has been covered, but there were sections within this message that we relayed to you where the beginning stages of building the coherency within the system through that fourth triadic influence has begun. The actual process has begun. So we encourage you to listen to that portion of this dialogue. there has been a lot of energetic immersion taking place in this session that you do not fully understand. And it's not in understanding it, dear ones, as we have said many, many times. It's in receiving and using the energetics. And then an understanding will come. If there are no further questions, we would like to proceed now and lead you in a closed energetic meditation. This meditation is like no other meditation that we have done with you. It has many, many layers of energetics, light frequencies. So we encourage you to use it in your own individual way to help yourself develop further the first four chakras. That first triad is a massive triad because it not only holds the heart chakra, the sacred heart, the throat, and the high heart. But it holds all of those lower chakras. All of those lower chakras have been merged into that first triad, which is the base from which you operate and you begin to understand your experience in the body on planet Earth. So this meditation is a very significant meditation. So now, if you will take a deep breath and bring yourself into your sacred heart consciousness, and let's just sit in this consciousness for a moment. Notice how calm you are, how coherent the energies are in this beautiful environment. As you begin your journey into fifth dimension, we must assist you in a reconfiguration of your chakra energy system by connecting the spatial vibrations of the first four chakras and by connecting them with the ninth, tenth, and eleventh chakras. This will move you toward a fuller embodiment of the fifth dimension. When this takes place, the first four chakras begin to influence the dominating organic third dimensional programming of the human system, which requires you to receive and transmit the living light, a source. These energies are then balanced and begin to resonate with the fourth triad. This opens the human vibratory field through a complete energy conversion. Take another deep breath and begin to open the first chakra. See it spinning with the luminous blue energy of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron. Take another deep breath. Connect this chakra with the light frequencies of the fourth triad, converting the electrical field into a more dynamic, electrically charged energy of the fifth dimensional frequencies. Next, open the second chakra. See it spinning with the luminous blue energy of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron. Take a deep breath. Connect this chakra into the fourth triad, converting the magnetic field into a coherent energetic field of fifth dimension. Next, open the third chakra. See it spinning in the luminous blue energy of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron. Take a deep breath and connect this chakra into the energy of the fourth triad, creating a balanced fifth dimensional frequency of light that contains the divine image, that continually draws to itself the pure, undifferentiated energies of Source. Finally, open the fourth triad, the fourth chakra. See it spinning in the luminous blue energy of the sapphire blue tetrahedron. Take a deep breath. Create a fifth dimensional template of love and unity consciousness that is always balanced and coherent. With this energy coding, the physical body and the oversoul body become unified. Notice the changes in the dynamic influx of fifth dimensional energy into that first triadic system. Now merge the triadic system, folding the second triad into the first, the third triad into the first and second, and the fourth triad, creating one fifth multidimensional unified expression in your energetic system. Notice the beautiful expression of the Christed matrix that is present in your sacred heart and the dynamic light within that matrix that is present now in your sacred heart. The electromagnetic field is renewed into a new iteration of fifth dimension. Anchor your four triadic unified system into the Christed matrix of Mother Earth, transmitting this coherent fifth dimensional energy into the Earth's sacred heart, Christed matrix. So that she might emanate a coherent, Christed energetic field, an environment that is conducive to maintaining a fifth dimensional Christ consciousness. Take another breath and view the beauty of your energy field that is vibrating in a resonance with the fifth dimension. Sit with us in this magnificent energy field for a while longer. in the coherence of your beautiful light crucible, visit this meditation space often. We will now bring this beautiful session to a close. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.